Here we have the blessing of the white mate. If you'd like to follow the responses, that would be terrific. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, Creator of heaven and earth. And now we give you thanks for the harvest of the sea. Pray for your blessing on this catch and those who gathered it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of life, we give you thanks because all things are of your making. All times and seasons obey your laws, but you have chosen to create in your own image, setting us over the whole world in all its wonder. You have made us stewards of your creation, to praise you day by day for the marvels of your wisdom and power. So earth unites with heaven to sing the new song of creation.
Amen.
I was given opportunity to have a look at the service, and I felt it appropriate that we pray for those who go out and collect the fish for us. So this part is for them. Dear Lord, we pray now for those who go out into the seas and oceans to catch our seafood. We ask your forgiveness that we have not appreciated them and the challenging work they do and the risks they take so that we may enjoy the fruit of their labour. We pray for their safety and their well-being. We pray for them and their families back on shore. Help us to value them as those who provide our food for us. Let them know your presence and your salvation, that they may acknowledge you in the same way Peter the fisherman did when you walked the earth, and when you walked upon the waters of Galilee. Lord, we are thankful for our fishermen and for the work they do. Draw close to them, we pray, and may they know your blessing too. We ask this in the name of the Lord, who is the fisher of human souls, the seeker of the lost, the comforter of the lonely, and the saviour of the world, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. May the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of all goodness and growth, pour his blessings upon all things created. May God, the Holy Spirit, who hovered over the waters of creation and formed the world from chaos, formed us in the likeness of Christ, and renew the face of the earth.
Amen.
And a reading from Colossians 1. In Christ, all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. Living God, you bless us with the beauty of the earth, the sky, the sea, and all creatures. Teach us to use our natural resources wisely, helping us to safeguard all of creation from destruction and misuse.
Amen.
Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our final hymn is Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us.
Oh.
will take this selection of white bait down to the foreshore and distribute it accordingly. Hopefully there will be no mishaps and trips and things like that, although I'm sure great photo opportunities. A prayer of blessing before we do that. May the Father, from whom every family in earth and heaven receive its name, give you new life by his holy, life-giving Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ, your Saviour, may dwell in your hearts by faith. May you know the love of God that is broad and long, deep and high, and beyond all human love. May you be filled with all the fullness of the knowledge of this love of God and his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And may the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.